Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Hello, Scott and Tammy.
Hi, Garvin.
What's up?
Are you guys a little punchy at this point?
We are tired. We have been with a client all day and traveled the day before with clients and that day and all day the day before. So yeah, we're on the road, Carmen. We're like road warriors.
Yep, well, we are. As Willie Nelson used to say, on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Are there more lyrics that you wanted to share, Scott?
No, most people don't catch my lyrics. However, I will say there was a person in a debrief today that got my lyric. I was impressed.
Mm-hmm. A fellow maverick.
A fellow maverick. A baby maverick.
A baby.
Well, you know, speaking of when you kind of put a label on somebody and you know something about them based on their predictive index, they might be a maverick or a guardian or a, you know, whatever.
And there's an 18th pattern being released.
Oh, an extra predictive index?
Yeah.
Persona?
I'll disclose in a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, the other way that people who are not as tuned into PI, they put coworkers into little categories. Mm. And what I wanted to do today is kick off a series for us, Jerks at Work.
Mm.
But lots of people do work with jerks, or people they perceive to be jerks, or people who are jerky sometimes. I thought we'd kick off this series by talking about the negative Neds and Nancys that people might work with. Tammy and Scott, what are some strategies if you work with a negative person and if you manage a negative person?
Okay, I guess one of the things that I want to just upfront talk about is the fact that having someone who is going to look at the downside of things, what's wrong with things, the fact that that hasn't worked before, it can be irritating. And for just a minute, I want to tell you that there's some value in exploring what's wrong with an idea. There's some value with looking at what the issues might be if we were to incorporate that. And so I don't want to throw this negative Ned and Nancy completely under the bus, because if I don't have someone who is willing to tell me there's an issue, we can't always have unicorns and rainbows. And we do have to talk about what might not work, what problems we could encounter, what happened last time that we can learn from. So I think that there is a way that we should tap into this and to recognize that there's strength.
And I think to your point, also recognizing sometimes the change lies with you and not with the person that is driving you crazy, and thinking about them in a different way, maybe one of the first ways of getting past whatever.
I think that's right.
I think you also have to put it in perspective. So I think we do all likely know or have worked with someone who is really negative, quote, all the time.
Right.
That is their primary, their default switch is negative.
Right.
And the person I think, Tammy, you're talking about is their default switch is to understand and maybe bring perspective and varying perspectives. I think we definitely need to differentiate those two camps.
Well, and Scott, honestly, I really want to start with this spot that even when it's their negative all of the time, there is still some value in this perspective. And so my point in this is to say, before I want them to smile, you know, bring unicorns to work. And I think one of those pieces is to understand I'm not trying to totally take that out completely. because there is value in that. However, when it becomes more than is needed and or necessary, when they don't have the ability to flex and see other perspectives, then I think it becomes the issue. And so you're right. If 100% is that will never work, they'll never let us. That's never going to fly. We don't have the money for that. I don't have the time for that. You know, if everything out of their mouth is that, okay, yes. Well, and some of what they said in there was probably valid.
Agree. Yeah. For me, there is, I believe, a line of which you have to, even though it's valid, if they're unwilling to begin to make a shift or to approach it in a way that people can hear it. Because again, I could say, hey, I think I have a different perspective, or I could say, hey, that's an idiotic perspective and you're a stupid. Well, yeah, I might be 100% right. But if I'm telling you you're an idiot and you're stupid, that's not helpful and people won't hear it.
The next time you tell me I'm an idiot and stupid, can I tell you that that's not helpful, Scott?
Yeah, that doesn't mean it's not true. It just might not be helpful.
Point taken.
Oh, Carter, set yourself up. I was like, here it comes.
Did set myself up.
You did.
I appreciate it.
But the piece about that is, for me, right, it is in the methodology of bringing bad news to the table or concerns to the table. And it's in the how often, and is it your only perspective? So it's like three things: how, and is it the only, and is it constant? And so when you tell me negative Neds and Nancys, I'm just going to make the assumption that this is someone who's on it all the time. It's just their default button, and that's where they go. And I will tell you again, in my conversation with them, I'm going to say, hey, Ned, hey, Nancy, there is value in having us look at the downside. What's wrong with this idea? What are going to be the problems that we're going to have to overcome? I need you to have more than that. And what I mean is, gosh, I want you to tell me what you like about the idea first. And that is one of the strategies that I use with the negative Neds and Nancys, is I don't say, what do you think? Okay. Because I know where they're going to go. When I say, what do you think? I'm going to choose different language. And the language, the question that I'm going to use is, hey, Ned, first thing I want you to do is I want you to tell me what you like about this idea. Tell me what will work with it and why it might make sense for us to move forward. And I'm going to teach them, right, to actually give me the upside of a story, an upside of what that option and alternative is, before they tell me what the downside is. Because I want to expand their thought patterns so that they aren't a one note, always negative. I want to show them that there are multiple ways to look at something, and we should consider it from looking at it from multiple perspectives. So that's my favorite way to start with a negative Ned and Nancy, in terms of teaching them that they need to expand the way they see the world so they can see lots of perspectives. And one other one, and there's more than this, but one other one is, what's right with this idea? Mm-hmm. Scott, what would you do? What do you do when you have negatives, Neds, and Nancy?
I actually, depending how much time and how big it is, I actually love the six thinking hats methodology from De Bono.
Edward De Bono, it's great.
Thinking about, you know, so what Tammy's talking about is what's right about that idea. That's yellow hat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I do it in a little different order.
Okay? Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm.
I don't start with what's right. So if you think about the six thinking hats, it's white hat is facts and data. Red hat is, how do you feel about it? There's no right or wrong.
Emotion.
Mm-hmm. Emotion. First reaction. Yep. Blue hat is follow, you know, use the six thinking hats methodology. Only stay on the hat you're supposed to.
Facilitation, orchestration of the conversation. That's blue.
Green is, what other options or other perspectives?
How can I add to it? How can I make it bigger?
Black hat is, what's wrong with it?
That's negative.
And yellow hat is, what's right with it? I typically end with green. So I usually do, how do you give me your feeling, red hat. Then I do white hat. What's the facts and data around it? Then I will do black hat. What's wrong with it? Why won't it work? Then I do yellow hat. Then I do green, or I might do green and then yellow. Because typically when we end on green or yellow, we come to a what to do.
That thing is called lateral thinking.
Yes.
And teaching a negative Ned or Nancy how to say, okay, there are all of these other perspectives to consider. And when we expand our mind and one at a time, okay? And so that's really, Scott, what you're saying. It's one hat at a time. Put this hat on and look at it from that perspective. Okay, yes. Take that hat off. Take the next hat on. Put that on and think about it from that perspective. It actually helps people learn to think differently and to expand their world. And that negative Ned and Nancy begin to add value in other ways as well.
Yes.
And that's why I didn't want to come in and say, hey, negativity is bad. What I will tell you is obsessive negativity is bad. And let's take that person and help them become more.
The other thing I like about those two approaches is you're essentially asking the negative person questions as opposed to trying to argue about a particular point of view or change their mind or, you know, steer them in a different direction in aggressive way by asking questions. You're inviting them to change their mind in a way they might be able to hear.
And yeah. Carmen, one of the things that's really interesting, we were working with a group just a couple of weeks ago, and we were doing a class called Extreme Facilitation, which we've talked about before. And one of the participants in that is when someone would ask a question to the group, that person spoke up, and every time their first reaction was a negative perspective that was killing the conversation. And so there was a time in the middle of this class where I simply turned to this person. I said, do you know that your first reaction is to say that won't work? And here's what's wrong with it. This person looked at me and they were shocked. And I truly mean they were shocked. And she said, no, I don't see myself that way. And the rest of the class said, yeah, I mean, that is what you do. And she cocked her head. And, you know, we'd created this really safe environment where we could have this honest conversation. And she said, I had no idea that I was doing that. And I came back and I said, I know. And here's the deal. Our educational system teaches us to be critical thinkers. And we interpret critical thinking as being critical. And we add value by telling people, here's what's not right about that. And so sometimes these negative Neds and Nancys, one, they don't know, but two, they do think they are keeping us safe and keeping us from making mistakes. And so I don't want to have this person like think less of themselves. I want this person to expand themselves. And we don't have to beat people up because their habit, because this is all this is. They're not negative people necessarily. It's simply a habit. And helping them expand and change that habit will help them live up to a fuller potential for themselves.
To me, the moral of the story is, yeah, it's helping them see different perspectives, what's right about it, right? How to verbalize it. I also believe there's a responsibility to say something to them. Tammy, I think what you're saying is,
yeah,
there are many times where people don't realize that they come off the way they come off. And it really, truly is not their intention.
No.
They just come off negative, or they come off like a jerk or too direct or whatever that is. When we take time and we approach it from an angle or a perspective of positive intention and well-intentioned, that could be a huge gift for them to understand that how they're communicating, it's not landing.
Brené Brown says, clear is kind. And sometimes as leaders, we don't have the courage to say these things, when in fact, that's exactly what we should be doing, because that's the kind thing to do. because these individuals truly want to make a difference. They truly want to help. They are bringing good thinking to the table. They're just doing it in a way that they don't recognize is not helping the situation or helping themselves. They're negative Ned and Nancy, but we don't have to think that they're bad people, right? We can look at that and help them change a bad habit.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.